This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. In her first prepared speech today, the new leader of New Mexico's Children, Youth, and Families Department pledged to restore the agency's credibility following a series of scandals under her predecessor. Secretary Barbara J. Vigil also promised to enshrine federal law prioritizing tribal members and adoptions of Native children into the practices of her department and state law. Supporters say it honors federal treaties with tribes and prevents cultural extinction. Opponents say the law is racist. In an online speech to some 300 Native American child welfare advocates, the former state Supreme Court Justice reiterated her promise to increase transparency and accountability at the agency, which handles child abuse and neglect cases, as well as foster care and adoptions. She replaced former Secretary Brian Blaylock in August. Last month, the legislature accused Blaylock of misleading them earlier this year with data that downplayed the severity of child mistreatment. The downtown Albuquerque headquarters of Bernalillo County is closed after someone fired shots at the property. Bernalillo County officials say some upper atrium windows sustained damage from gunshots that came from the outside. Nobody was injured. Officials say the 800 employees who work out of the property will work remotely for the time being. The $68 million offices, dubbed Bernalillo County at Alvarado Square, opened only 2 months ago. The Navajo Nation yesterday reported 11 more COVID-19 cases, but no additional deaths for the eighth time in the past 12 days. Tribal health officials reported 55 new cases and 2 deaths on Sunday. The latest numbers pushed the tribe's totals to 34,458 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 1,456 deaths from the virus. Tribal officials are still urging people to get vaccinated, wear masks while in public, and minimize their travel. Indigenous people marked yesterday with celebrations of their heritage, education campaigns, and a push for the Biden administration to make good on its word. The federal holiday created to recognize Christopher Columbus's sighting of what came to be known as the Americas increasingly has been rebranded as Indigenous Peoples Day. Protesters marched in Washington to call on the Biden administration to do more to combat climate change and ban fossil fuels. Organizers of the Boston Marathon honored Indigenous runners. Interior Secretary and New Mexico native Deb Holland, a member of Laguna Pueblo, said she ran in the race for missing and slain Indigenous people and their families and for victims of the boarding school era. Oregon observed Indigenous People Day for the first time Monday, one of about 20 states that do so by law, proclamation, or other action. New Mexico established the state holiday in 2019. This is KUNM.